The Heavenly States is an indie band based in California. They have a website, and fans send them emails. Last year, States member Ted Nesseth read one that was a little different.
I guess around late March, we received an email from an individual in Libya saying that he heard something on the internet, and he really dug it. Then when we were traveling in Australia, we were chatting and talking about the idea of maybe possibly going there because they had just lifted the travel embargo.
At the end of January, the Heavenly States arrived at the San Diego airport where they began their journey to Libya. A series of travel disasters later, they finally arrived in Tripoli. The Heavenly States had booked 3 shows before they left, but soon after landing, they were warned that they shouldn't play. Band member Genevieve Gagan.
Some of the people, the local guides that were taking us around and helping us and showing us the ropes and getting us around town, one of them said, when you're in Libya, you have to follow these laws, and if you don't just follow proper procedure, you know, I will be hanged.
Although they never received a formal warning from the Libyan government, the Heavenly States decided to reconsider their performances. While they were biding their time, the band headed to a local bazaar, where their drummer, Jeremy Gagan, bought a drum and started playing. Ted Nesseth explains what happened next.
40 people just literally in 2 seconds just circled him and were chanting and clapping and singing, and it was the most amazing experience I've ever had, and I didn't even participate. I was just filming it.
So we decided to try to pursue the formal channels once again, seeing if we could get a show put on that would be approved.
The head of the band's record label, Eugene Barry, was also traveling with the Heavenly States. He explains how the band ended up playing at the British consulate in Tripoli.
Basically, because I'm still a Brit. I live in Australia, but because of my accent and being a Brit, I had a little way of getting through on the old boy network, I suppose you'd call it.
The private residence was not the venue they expected, but there was an audience.
I think at my count, out of 200 people, we had about 50 or 60 Libyans there in total, of which I would suggest probably about 30 of them were bopping around like lunatics. It was phenomenal. It was probably one of the best gigs I've ever been to.
The Heavenly States are planning to return to Libya in the future, and next time they hope to play a bigger venue.
I never run farther than the bait. The voices of sparrows, the weakening arrows, the sisters.